Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Now we're good.
What's going on, besties? And welcome to Thursdays, the second episode of the week. We're gonna start here. Craig is packing for Atlanta, but he's gonna jump on. We just don't know when. Basically, let's just talk tournament until Craig gets here. I mean, so we posted something, you know, for all of our besties to submit a bracket. I think we got like 500 bracket submissions, which is pretty cool. And I think that it's really funny because people are like, I don't know what I'm doing. And the people that don't know what they're doing are currently doing better than I am. That is for
100%.
Sure. I already lost with Mississippi State. Michigan State beat.
Depending against so Tom
the very Mizzou. First game of the tournament. The very first game of the tournament, I lost. I no longer have the chances of a perfect bracket. You have like a 15 seed, you know, beating a 2 seed right now. I mean, I have BYU for some reason. BYU is a 6 seed, and I have them go into the like Elite Eight. I have no idea why. Okay, good. I need BYU to win because for some reason, you know, look, this year's tournament, I have all these other teams. Like, I only have like the 1 and 2 seeds, you know, going because I don't really have faith in any of the like 3, 4, 5, 6
seeds. I
have
3 12 seeds and a 10 seed in my Sweet 16.
Okay, good. I mean, I do too. I mean, in my Sweet 16, you know, I have like a 6, a 12, you know, a couple of ones, but like, I don't really have all the faith in the world in UNC.
I got them winning it all.
Everyone has shown a weakness. Let's just put it that way.
Every single team has
shown a big old weakness. So, for those that are listening that are like, we don't, you know, pay attention to the tournament and things like that. I mean, I hope that you at least kind of filled out a bracket because it just makes it fun. Like, it just makes it fun to like, you know, look at it from time to time and everywhere that you go. Hey, Craig.
What's up?
We're just talking tournament.
Nice.
And talking about how we have 500 besties that filled out a bracket and how it's just fun to fill out a bracket, even if you don't know what the hell that you're doing, because it almost makes you smarter than those that think that they know what they're doing.
Like, yeah, I got messages. People are like, I don't watch college basketball. I think I'm going to fill it out. I go, just that means you'll probably do pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
I did not. I mean, Craig, I lost my first game. You know, I mean, the very first game of the tournament, I lost. Oh, so really? There goes my perfect bracket. So it's already gone. It's not busted. It's just funny how it goes.
It's like a trillion. It's impossible to have a perfect bracket. And if you do get one, Warren Buffett will give you $1 billion.
Yeah, and I think if you get to the Final Four, it's like a $200 million payout. Otherwise, you could be offered. Would you take the $200 million or would you let it ride for $1 billion?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I would take the $200 million in a heartbeat.
Yeah, okay, good. I think people are insane when they said
$2 billion or $200 million is way too life change. Like, you can do everything that you would do with $1 billion with $200 million.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, yeah, that would be real dumb. Okay, like that just like that you could the risk of losing it all.
Yeah.
And being like, I could have $200 million is just not worth
it. I kill myself.
Because if I had like $1 billion, you know, as opposed to $200 million, it's not like I would then be like, you know what? I'm gonna buy a $200 million yacht now. Like, I would still buy like the same price yacht or whatever that I would buy if I had $200 million. Right? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, no, tournament's fun.
Also, let's like immediately. So I opened up my Instagram, you know, yesterday, as a lot of you did, to see the announcement for the tour. And Nick apparently made it look, he made it look like Craig and I, man, broke up. And it's so funny because today
what were you thinking?
Literally didn't even cross my mind.
That's the only time that that graphic is used, like a split line between two people that work together, is a breakup or a couple.
I literally saw a tabloid, you know, Today, Nick, that was like, you know, Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's, you know, son and Marcus breaking up, and it used that same graphic basically. I was like, Nick, this is the same graphic. And I texted you before I even looked at the comment section. And then I looked at the comment section and Craig had already commented, and all these people are like, what the hell is this? So, well, Nick, what do you got to say?
Also, name the last episode Split, which didn't help things either.
I was like, what's your angle? Like, what are you doing?
Hey, Nick is working behind the scenes. It's all about the clicks, I guess. I don't know. Literally,
people think we don't have a podcast anymore.
Literally didn't cross my mind at all. Not in the slightest. I was like going for an old album cover.
Well, the show is July 26th, and it's going to be great. So me and Austin love the shows where we haven't done it in a while.
And we love going to cities that we haven't been to.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot happening between now and then.
So much. It's so strange to think about, you know, something that is on the calendar that far away. It feels like
it doesn't feel that far for me. It just feels that there's a lot that's going to happen between now and then.
Also, wait, Nick, I like want to say to you, Craig, and to the besties, that when I reached out to him on Instagram, I was like, Nick, what the hell is this? And his first response apparently was like, you know, AI generated, Craig. And it said, maybe it's foreshadowing. And I was like, what the hell was that, Nick? Like, did the fucking AI
write that for you? Yeah, like it will sometimes do AI replies if I'm not paying attention, that just like it reads the previous message and will generate a response. And I guess I hit send on it. So it's a good thing that didn't post either. But I laughed about that. I go, oh, well, my phone's talking for me.
Your phone was talking for you, making some silly images. I don't know why that happened, but
I learned a new technical term in social media. It's called rage bait. Have you heard of that?
No.
And I was like, wow. It's when someone purposely does something like wrong or dumb in their video to elicit like an enraged response.
And then I was
watching, you know, a video of a girl trying to do something. And I was like, unfortunately, I clicked on the comments and I was like, this is just rage bait. And I was like, what a loser. Like, you're purposely doing this wrong.
I feel like I sent something to you and Shep not too long ago, and it was this kid. Okay. This kid has like a YouTube channel and he's like a young, you know, broccoli head. Right. So like, I can just tell that he's like a different, you know, generation than us. And he goes to opposing teams games wearing their rivals, you know, jerseys, and he'll sit in the middle while everyone is coming into the game or leaving the game, and sit in the middle of, you know, the traffic. And be like, fuck you. You guys suck. You guys suck, man. Eagles are the worst. And, you know, and the Eagles fans are like, I'm going to murder you. And like, he does it on purpose because I'm pretty sure like it's rage bait. Like that is rage bait, because I was watching it, you know, and I don't
know. New level of loser.
I
mean,
I don't comment on people's shit because I know what it feels like. Like people who comment and like let it, you know, infiltrate their life so much. You're like, are you serious? But it made me so mad, Craig. I was like, fuck this kid.
Well, I mean, you should get punched in the face. Like, yes, we need to bring back like humanity, and it works its way out. Same with like, if you're a racist, your life's going to like suck. You're going to end up losing your, like back in the day, like you wouldn't have friends. You're going to be a miserable person and you wouldn't be successful. Now, like doing something like that or being a bully, like you should just get punched in the face. And guess what? You would stop. Like if you're not offering anything to humanity, if you're purposely trying to like annoy people, you should be punched.
And which he wears these like big, you know, old people glasses, you know, that like, you know, cover your whole eye and even on the sides of your eye. And that's like his thing. And girls always try to take it. He's like, And the kid is like 18 years old, and I'm like, why doesn't an Eagles fan or like an Ohio State fan just punch this?
Because then they'll get arrested and get sued. And it's like,
you're
being awarded for being obnoxious. There's enough things out there to make you angry at the world. We don't need TikTokers trying to piss us off, or these fucking salespeople that will not stop calling me and emailing me and then getting an attitude. The emails say like, oh, you know, it's really not polite to ignore someone. And you're like, I never fucking gave you permission to text me nor fucking email me. Like, fuck off.
Craig is on one. Well, and that's just why I didn't open up the IGs today, because I was like, I don't know if I like want to get into it, you know, this early and see.
This country is just on the wrong path, because like civility and like decorum is gone. You're going to catch an attitude for me after you just fucking texted me four times and you're not even supposed to have my number like that.
Right. And then they'll set up like a meeting too and be like, hey, I put you on the calendar, you know, tentatively for, you know, Tuesday at 2:30, you know, with like you and the Trop Pop team. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? Like, there is no meeting. It's not happening. I don't know what you're like. Wait, you want to jump on a meeting about me giving you a bunch of cases for it? Yeah, dude, I get a bunch of this stuff.
It's these sales tactics that they're pushing on people now. And I get it. Like, it's good to be a hustler, but I got one today.
Yeah, but like, you can't cop an attitude if like your cold calling techniques don't work.
Yeah, Peyton from US Health texted me five times. And
texted you, dude. How did they get your number?
I know. And so I said, did I ever give you permission to text me? ? And it stopped.
There you go.
Because that's a little too legal for them. Because then he'd have to admit, no, I never gave him permission to text him. If he'd smart, he'd be like, well, your phone number is public record because of like blah, 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 blah. But they're not. So he's just going to.
What's grinding Craig's gears? Maybe we should take a break. And when we come back, we will talk about a happier topic, like your journey with Harry Potter. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Okay, let's take a quick little break. And then we'll be right back with more Pillows and Beer. Welcome back to this Thursday episode of Pillows and Beer. We are happy to be together again. Craig is about to pack up and go to the Atlanta home show. Craig, you want to tell him about that real quick?
Oh, yeah. Come see me. I think 1 o'clock on Friday and 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock on Saturday. But go to atlantahomeshow.com. Use code Craig and you get half off tickets. I think they're only like $10 or $20.
That is good information.
And it's not a ticket to see me. It's a ticket for the home show. So come check out all the cool new things in home improvement. And then I do like a fireside chat for an hour, answer some questions, and then a meet and greet. We were in the gym today and we all wore mismatched socks for World Down Syndrome Day. Happy World Down Syndrome Day. And I texted Austin to do it and he said, you don't even need to text Shep because he never wears matching socks. Do you want to elaborate on that, Austin?
Well, Shep's gym outfits sometimes are so funny. Like, he'll wear an outfit to the gym that most people would like wear out to the bar, right? He like wears like a belt with pants and like golf shoes, you know, sometimes. And I'm like,
jeans.
What?
Or like, dude, slacks.
Dude, like a golf shirt too. I'm like, you know, it's so funny, right? And you know, it's so Shep. He's like, I literally don't care, right? And so...
Yeah, but you're like, but it's not functional or comfortable.
It's not functional. Right. It's not about, you know, looking like you work out or something. It's not functional. It's like that can't be comfortable. But so I wore some mismatching socks and Craig did too. And Shep was like, well, I kind of am. And Craig goes, all right, well, why don't you turn me in one of your socks, maybe inside out? And we look down at Shep's feet and he's like, well, one of them already is. Like, he literally was just wearing an inside out dress sock to the gym. And I'm like, not only is that not functional, that's got to be uncomfortable. Like, what are you doing? And it just made me laugh. Like, his like level of like an IDGAF about some things is amazing. So we took a picture for National Down Syndrome Day. And Craig did something at the store with, you know, Trista yesterday, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's well, my cousin has Williams syndrome and a couple other things in my family, and it's just a lot of fun. But I will say that I said at the end of one of our videos, like, we filmed a couple different clips, and I was like, Trista, you guys really are the happiest people in the world. And like, her family and I and everyone loved it, but I caught myself and I said, by saying like, you guys I would be generalizing a group. And so I cut me saying that, but the sentiment was real. Like, you won't meet someone with an extra chromosome that isn't happier than you. Like, which is a good thing. I think
it's, no, man, there's like a famous clip from, well, you know, I mean, the guy, you know, all of a sudden just got huge. He's a comedian, you know, he has the mustache. He's like, you know, heavier. He's, you know, pretty pasty, man. He almost looks like he's British. He just fucking hosted me at SNL. And he was like, you know, I have like a brother or sister with, you know, Down syndrome. And, you know, and he's like, every time that like I tell someone that, you know, they always say like, I'm sorry. And then he's like, what are you sorry for? He's like, he is literally happier than anyone that I've ever met in my entire life, you know? And it's like a really cool bit. And the audience, you know, loves it because he's like, you know, my sister is literally the happiest person I've ever met. So there's no reason to be sorry. Like, they are thriving. They are thriving.
We,
and I think that's a nice, you know, sentiment and like a true sentiment. And I totally hear what you're saying. Like, you know, I don't want to generalize, and you don't want to generalize like an entire population.
And you, if you don't have time to like explain it, but that's not a terrible,
it's not a terrible take
generalization, but yes, you don't, I don't want to, by generalizing someone, it, you basically say that.
We get it. Yeah,
well, hey, I was trying, it's funny. I was trying to check my bracket and I don't know how, and I don't know who I picked, but I will, cause I want to know if I, Nick, will you look at my bracket and see how I'm doing?
What do you call yours?
CC Conover or something. 12.
Oh, okay.
I have Kentucky winning, I think. We've got, so here, you know, I've run out of things to watch, which a lot of people on, I've had incredible engagement. I love getting everyone's messages, especially our besties, about my Harry Potter watch party. I will tell you that no matter how many times you tell me to read the books, I am not going to read the books. So let's just appreciate the movie.
I mean, watching. I have people that are reaching out to me. Like, even Maggie is like very like intrigued. You know, Maggie from Best of Bravo is very intrigued by all this. And she keeps on texting me at random times. And she's like, you know, in all caps. And she's like, how has Craig never seen the movies? And oh my God, my head's exploding. Especially, you know, you being such a fan, Austin. And it cracks me up that, yeah, so
well, we're gonna have to do a live watch together of one of them.
One of your hottest takes was, well, I always love it when you mispronounce people's names. You know, the, you know, Hedwig, or you know Hagrid, a couple things that I want to.
Is Hedwig a girl or a boy?
That's a great question. It's a girl.
It's a the owl. Yeah. The owl is a girl. Yeah, I would have gotten. I guess male, but that's why I was like, I don't know.
But if like, a girl or but boy. Like, maybe it's up to like interpretation. I mean, I haven't read the first book in a while, and I'm reading the third book now. And
oh, so you're doing a reread, and I'm doing an initial watch.
Yes.
Well, you know, I've seen, and people are like, I've seen everything else, and I have seen, obviously, when Harry Potter's on. Like Prisoner of Azkaban, I think, is Austin's favorite. And like, that's been on before during COVID, and Austin tried to explain it to me, but I had never seen
that's
the
a
first
tough
one
to try to explain first.
Right. Like, and so right, I'm getting a ton of foundational information, and I'm really enjoying it. The reason it's taking me so long to watch is because it just happens to be like a busy computer week. And stuff, as in, yes, I get to be on my couch, but I don't want to miss anything. So I keep pausing it and rewinding it because I'm like, I feel like, especially in the first few movies, like,
yeah,
the details are
the very first critical. Day when like you began this journey, Craig, I saw you in the gym or something the next day, or we talked And I was like, okay, what'd you think about, you know, the first movie? And you were like, well, I stopped it right at, you know, the sorting. I was like, that is 20 minutes into the first movie, Craig. Like, you didn't watch anything. You're like, what? I thought it was like 2 hours in. I was like, oh my God. Okay. So you think it's weird that in all the scenes that they show, if, you know, Harry's mother dying and Harry getting the scar, you think it's weird that Harry's dad is not there, correct?
Well, yeah. And I guess, you know, people have messaged me and said that that's because he died before.
I mean, he literally, like, you know, Voldemort, you know, walked in the door and was like dead, you know, and then he
but
just,
but that's
like,
not in the movie.
Moved on. No. That's why I got to read the book, Craig.
No, I know. I know. And I will say that, like, most people are excited, but like a couple people just wrote out like spoilers and I'll catch it with my eyes and they're like, yeah, that's, well, you only feel that way because you haven't seen that this and this. But I would say 95% of the messages are encouraging, and I'm having more fun that everyone else is having fun with it. And okay, so I'm really excited to watch the,
so now that you've watched, okay, well, you only watched, okay. And then I saw a very hot take, which is not wrong, but you were like, I wish the Dursleys would die. And if you feel that way from watching the movies, then it's like intensified by 10. If you know, you
really,
the they're just horrible. To I mean, Harry. Horrible. They literally treat him like a
well, because I started the second one,
like indentured,
and they wouldn't let Hedwig out of his fucking cage.
Dude, that's and, the iceberg, bro.
And he was like, you know, I have a sale coming. And then Dobby pops up into his bedroom. And I was like, this is fucking great. And then Dobby's like slamming his head against shit because he's like, I must punish myself. And Harry's like, I have no idea what's fucking going on, but you need to chill out, dude.
I mean, you know, I mean, Harry at that point was like you in, you know, the wizarding world, like completely fucking unaware of like 95% of the shit that goes on. So he was like, what is happening?
Dobby said, I'm a like house elf. And Harry Potter goes, well, I don't think it's a great time for a house elf to be.
Yeah, dude, the Dursleys are horrible. I mean, let's just start with the fact that they keep a grown boy underneath the stairs, like literally in a closet underneath the stairs, and make him wear his fat cousin's, you know, old clothes.
Well,
like,
I'm surprised that they sent him home. But well, I think it's figure, a great
they
parallel.
Don't explain it in the movie, but in the book they explain why they keep on sending him home. Like, basically it's because it's like the safest place for him while he's underage. He's protected at the Dursley's home.
So I think it's a great parallel, though.
Trust me, dude, we all think that too. We're like why would Dumbledore send him back? Like, it is so terrible. Like,
Dumbledore's does, that's questionable.
Definitely.
And like, obviously, you can't spoil it from me, but like, I did pick up on the Quirrell thing a little bit. I was like, this guy's a little creepy. Like, but so.
This guy's a little creepy. Well, dude,
oh, it's a parallel for kids like in public school, because like a lot of kids, the safest place for them is school, and it's really sad. And so when they go to school, that's like where they eat and they're like happiest place. And then when they go home, you know, to like an alcoholic or abusive home. And so when Harry Potter was leaving Hogwarts, like, everyone else was like excited to go home for summer. And he was like, am I really going home? Because to him, school is his like safe place. And I was like, there's a little bit of a parallel there.
Okay. Never made that, like association, but I mean, that checks. I mean, look, I think that what took me a while to realize is that the wizarding world, I think, is much smaller than like I like initially thought, right? So each grade is like way, way smaller than I like initially thought, right? Like, I thought that they were just, you know, focusing on like, you know, eight to 12 kids out of like a class of like, you know, 200 kids, but I don't think that that's the case. Like, I
so
literally
there,
think that each year is like, has like 20 kids.
I don't want you to spoil it for me, but right, are there like rival high school? Are there rival wizarding schools, or is Hogwarts the only one in the world?
You haven't watched the fourth one yet?
No, because I'm on the beginning of two, Austin.
What? Jesus Christ, Craig.
I just told you that.
You've been doing this Harry Potter blog for like a week.
Wait till the TV show comes
this much.
So there's it was funny when I said that Dumbledore was such a sweet man. I got the funniest responses.
Oh, I can't give you any spoilers, great. But let's just say that Dumbledore is my favorite character, was always my favorite character when I was reading in the books. Like, he was always my,
I was like, I love
once you progress further, than,
everyone. I was like,
once
that's
you progress
great.
Further than we can talk more, but
can't wait to meet his
on two. Jesus Christ, Craig, finish two for God's sakes. And like, because you know, the first two are like really just like, you know, children's books. Right.
That's
and
then what
three begins to get dark.
Yeah. So just everyone is like one two. Through three is appropriate for children. And then it gets like, escalates.
Well, three is kind of borderline. I wouldn't say that.
Three. If I was younger, I'd be scared. You're like, oh my God, there's a werewolf.
I don't know.
And shit. Like,
Quirrell, the back of his, the Dumbledore's or the bad guy scene at the was scary.
That is teen fiction to the max. So it definitely begins to get darker and darker, and like, you know, people start dying, and then you're like, whoa, Harry Potter turned into like, there's some serious shit that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. If a student dies, I was going to watch it on the plane on the way down, but I'm driving now. So maybe I'll watch it tonight in my hotel room.
Okay. God. Craig, I want you to progress. I want you to progress with these movies.
Well, so it's going to happen. Like, it just happened to start during like a non-binging
Craig's going to finish
week.
The movies by the time the TV show comes out.
I will tell you about a snack that I have been eating recently. I've been having cherries delivered from the grocery store.
Okay.
And I like realized when one slipped like a little close to the back of my tongue, I was like, how close am I actually to choking to death by eating these cherries by myself right now? Like, I'm home alone. It's 11 o'clock at night. And like, these cherry pits are big enough that like it could get lodged in your throat. Like,
you know,
am I running to
the
neighbor? I've looked it up enough, you know, where you dive into something basically on the counter.
Or you put your fist like the edge of the chair.
Yeah. Like, you have to make a decision. Are you going to do that? Are you going to run to the neighbor's house and scare the shit out of them? But like, if it's life and death, are you going to say, like,
chair,
I really
right?
don't want to disturb the neighbors right now, but you're like, well, fuck, then you're going to die.
I mean, dude, I don't even know if you could get over there in time. I don't even know if you could get over there in time. I mean, you could, but like, you know, you're freaking out and you're like, you know, trying to breathe and that's in a wasting area. You're like,
but isn't that weird how like there's something you can buy at the grocery store that like, if you're not careful, it can kill you. Have you ever choked on something?
Yes. Yeah. It's fucking terrifying.
What was yours?
You like you have a moment of like, holy shit, I'm about to die.
Sheer panic. Mine was a shock tart.
Mine.
And my dad was there. It was in the school and it was after school and I had just gotten him out of the vending machine.
Mine was an olive pit.
An olive pit?
Yeah.
Damn, that'll tear you up going down.
That was freaky.
Well, it's scary because it's so intrusive because it gets lodged in your throat and there's no way to get it. I think my dad like put his hand down my throat.
Dude, listen
or
to this
like,
one.
It was turned halfway and so I could breathe and so I just drank water. But you're like, how am I going to move it? Like an olive would be scary.
It was like a 5 second thing, you know, and I was like.
Right.
And then, you know. It dislodged. Dude, we went to Santa Fe, me and Shep. I feel like maybe we have so many stories about Shep and the silly things that he does. But he literally was choking because, you know, he's so excited to tell you, you know, things that like are happening that he doesn't chew, right? And he literally was choking so hard on like a piece of like a sandwich that he threw up. And that's how he, you know, dislodged it in like the middle of the restaurant. He like threw up on, you know, the table. I was like, holy shit, what just happened? And it took him like 10 minutes to, you know, recover. And he's like, I'm fine. I was like, dude, chew your food. Huh. Well.
Oh, I got your bracket up, Craig. What did you want Austin to tell Austin?
How far do you have Charleston going, Craig? Or Nick, tell me how far that Craig has Charleston going.
I had to pick him to beat Alabama, but
yeah,
he hasn't lost to Carolina.
That's fair.
BYU lost.
He hasn't going to the Sweet 16. BYU no, lost.
Carolina would be around 32.
I don't have them going to 16.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. Right no, now. It wouldn't.
I'm looking at it. You're wrong.
You're wrong. I'm just telling you that you're wrong.
Yeah. I kind of believe Austin.
Alabama or Charleston plays the winner of St. Mary's Grand Canyon in the round of 32. So you're just wrong.
Alabama.
I want you to look at it again.
Yeah, that'd be the round of 32. He has them losing. Hold on. Hold on.
They would not play UNC until the Sweet 16. Just tell me I'm right so we can, you know, end this podcast.
USC.
Dude, it's pretty – no, UNC. Dude, it's pretty easy, Nick. I mean, are you not looking at the bracket? I'm looking at it right now.
How did I do with the first two?
He's got SMC, excuse me.
St. Mary's.
Let me see how I'm doing.
Round of 32. I am doing so poorly.
I don't know how to get to this website.
I don't even know if I have points.
I can't wait to tell you about the racehorse that we bought, but I got to tell you next podcast.
My bracket rank is 17,825,574.
Nick, show me how I'm doing, please.
You're looking at your bracket right now. You want to see how you're doing leaderboard wise?
No, like, did I get the games that happened already right?
You lost BYU.
Damn it.
Dude, I had BYU going.
You won Michigan State. Such an idiot. And I believe those are the only games done right now. So you're one and one right now.
Correct? I didn't want to pick BYU. Okay, cool. All right, besties, we love you so much. We'll be back soon.
Bye, y'all.
Stay cool.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.